Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 20th of March of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Mariah Carey and Quentin Tarantino, both of whom are very respected artists, occasionally both criticised for self-indulgence. Also, happy deathiversary today to MC Escher, who was buried in a hole that turned out to be a raised plinth, to the great distress of everyone at that funeral. It's a joke about the way MC Escher played with perspective. In history today, on this day in 1915, Typhoid Mary was arrested. Her name was Mary Mallon. She was arrested and returned to quarantine after spending 5 years evading health authorities and causing several further outbreaks of typhoid. Celebrate that event by not being Typhoid Mary. Wash your f***ing hands, people. Your guest today in the studio is the guest who is always secretly, silently in the studio. Welcome to the show for the first time in a speaking role after 10 years of doing this show, our wonderful producer, Christopher Skinner.
Oh, it's so nice to be here, Alice, and may I be the first to extend my many, many happy birthdays to both Mariah and Quentin, wonderful artists. I think that what they bring to the world is something that we can truly celebrate.
Thank you so much, Chris. Coming up today, Chris will be giving you a guide to five things to do when you're bored at home. But first, some headlines. In Italy news now, Bono has shared a new song written in honour of Italy's coronavirus victims. The Wiggles government in Italy has released a statement of protest saying that as a world-famous children's entertainment band, if anyone has the right to a heartfelt ballad about Italian disease, it's them. The Wiggles government has faced criticism since its ascension to power as the result of a glitch in online voting that allowed babies on iPads to vote, but has hitherto risen above the criticism to reduce corruption and graft in the Italian system and move towards what is beginning to look like a functional system for the beleaguered nation. Until the advent of the coronavirus, it was anticipated that they would definitely be re-elected by popular non-baby vote, but it will depend on how they handle this crisis moving forward. Silvio Berlusconi could not be reached for comment. And dating app Tinder has launched a new sexting and long-distance letter-writing guide for quarantine-stricken singles who can no longer organise soulless hookups with strangers. The app will still match you via profile analysis, but instead of encouraging you to meet up, will encourage you to cultivate an epistolatory romance in the style of Jane Austen, with guides for how to gently imply a meeting at a later date or indicate respect for the family of your intended hookup. That to launch later this week. And news has come out that a glitch in the space-time continuum may have happened earlier this week with a number of inexplicable time-related events, including this podcast's date appearing wrongly in people's feed for a period of hours. Time scientists are working around the clock or the other way around the clock, depending on where they are in time, to determine the cause of this glitch, although Professor Glink Calhoun at the University of Geneva suggests this may not be the first indication of a quantum inter-universe instability in this dimension. We'll keep you updated as long as time keeps moving in the right direction. It's time for your ad section now, because you cannot be what you cannot buy. Especially when you're home alone and you have no idea of your identity and you begin to dissolve around the edges, why not try any one of the following products? Have you got a herd of Roombas? Do you think they just herd themselves? Think again. The Roomba Herder Deluxe Sheepdog Robot 5000. The Roomba Herder Deluxe Sheepdog Robot 5000. For just $9.99 per Roomba, your personally programmed Roomba Herder will gather and nurture your burgeoning troop of robot vacuum cleaners to maximum efficiency. Put googly eyes on them for increased anthropomorphic company if you're isolated at home. Race them against each other. Give them names and personalities. Describe a whole world so you never have to engage with the real world again. You can just watch your Roombas Roomba-ing around. The Roomba Herder Deluxe Sheepdog Robot 5000. For 14 or more Roombas only.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Last Post.
So today in the studio, we have our producer, Chris Skinner, who's coming in to give you some tips about what to do when you're very bored at home. Christopher.
I am basically stuck at home, 24 hours in, and I've got to say, it's something of a struggle. But I thought in this day and age, what people need is help and advice. So I prepared sort of five things that might work for the general posters out there. Right, so then, number one, cook. Obviously, but innovate. Cook like you've never cooked before. Do you know what sumac is? My jar of sauerkraut does. They've been hanging out at the back of the cupboard for about 6 months. They're going in the pan, obviously alongside all the other shit at the back, and naturally half a glass of water. I think like this is the time to throw that stuff together and make it like live together in a way that it never thought possible. Who cares if you like Korean doesn't go with German? It's fine. Is sumac Korean? I don't know where sumac's from.
I mean, I think it's a Middle Eastern spice.
Sure.
But I could be wrong.
Of course, then the sort of one part B of that is, of course, eat. Once all that nice sauerkraut has gone, basically, this is the opportunity to get enormous. You know, pasta and rice in one meal. And basically, it's all you've got, you morons. I've seen what you've been buying in the supermarkets. So, I mean, maybe you can mix it with the juice of a wet wipe. Go for it. I mean, that's what you're going to be eating for the next month.
I'll have some rice on my pasta, thank you.
It would be my pleasure to serve that. Would you like some gravy granules with it? Number two, and I think this is a really important time to really explore who you are. It's quite simple. Troll. It's really easy to do. You go on Twitter, you go on Instagram, set up a troll account and call your dad a c***. Scream about every politician from every single angle. Be really childish. Every time someone makes a really good point, disagree and tell them they smell.
I mean, Christopher.
I mean, Christopher.
No, what I'm saying is you need to...
No, what I'm saying is...
No, this isn't like you, Christopher.
No, this isn't like you, Christopher.
Are you just saying everything that I'm saying?
I've been stuck here for 24 hours and I don't know what I'm doing.
No, you're better than that, Christopher. I know you. I know that all of our listeners know you. You're a generous and kind person who helps old ladies across the road and kisses babies in the street, assuming that quarantine regulations allow for that. So I think you need to take a few deep breaths, maybe a couple of sips of water, you'll be fine.
Okay, it's just weird. I've been having these weird feelings in the last couple of days. I am not myself. Which leads on to point number three. There's never been a better time to masturbate in public. I mean, it really is. I mean, there is no one around right now. I'll let you in on a little secret. I jizzed into the Thames this morning and no one saw.
There's a traumatised eel down there right now.
Well, you know, that's his problem.
And then 9 months from now, or 3 months from now, I don't know, eel gestation periods, you'll have a little eel son who will knock on your door and ask to be part of the family.
Oh, is that how biology works?
They are anticipating a baby boom as a result of the coronavirus lockdown, as well as a rise in divorces and less pleasant things like domestic violence. But
didn't 88 Chinese couples immediately file for divorce when they came out of isolation?
Oh, absolutely. I've said this for a long time. I've said, in the modern world, all you need is a good enough Wi-Fi connection and you can maintain a stable relationship with someone completely unsuitable for an indefinite period of time. That does not hold true if you have to share a small space and if you don't trust their infection control measures. Don't touch me! Yeah. Don't touch me!
Yeah, well, 24 hours in, already experiencing that. do you want number four?
Yes, please.
Hunt. I mean, I might even be a veggie myself, yeah, but fuck it. Some advice, you know, you can't just go straight from naught to hunting. Practice on your pets. So I tried my daughter's guinea pig.
Your daughter doesn't have a guinea pig, Christopher.
She doesn't anymore, no. I mean, but I've got to say, you know, protein is protein. Actually, from my window where I am now, I've also caught a kestrel, two baby rabbits and a tire. I hear tires go really well with sumac. So that's a really good option for people going forward.
If you're a bad enough cook, everything tastes like rubber anyway. So you might as well go the whole hog and start with rubber. Can't make it worse.
Exactly. And people eat like shoes, don't they, when things get really bad. But the problem is that my shoes are made of synthetic materials. I don't have any leather shoes. So it's just going to have to be kestrel feathers instead. Finally, number five. I'm afraid I've actually spent too long on Netflix watching Witcher and Sex Education to write a fifth one.
There is no such thing as too long on Netflix.
Well, as I'm realising as I rewatch things for the third time, I mean, basically, don't ever do the final thing you're supposed to do, because that's all part of accepting that you're going to have to wake up another day and it gives you something else to do the next day. Finish your lists and fail is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's it. People yeah. thrive on the unfulfilled. We reach for the mountain we have not yet climbed. You don't want to finish yeah. your job, man.
No. Never finish, except that one time really is important to finish. That's when I go down to St. Paul's later on for another little private moment.
Family show, Christopher. Now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can write a letter into the editor by typing into your computer and sending us an email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Here's our letter for today. Dear Alice and guest... That's you today, Christopher.
Oh, it's so nice to be here.
I have a problem at home that I think you may be able to shed some light on. For context, I have three dogs, but I'm becoming increasingly concerned that one of them is evil. His eyes sort of glow, and he smells evil. Yours sincerely, being stared at by an evil dog. Any thoughts, Christopher?
Well, if it was one dog with three heads, I think that would be more of a problem, and then I would definitely agree with them. I just think maybe they need to wash the poor thing.
Yeah. If it smells, that's your problem as an owner, I feel, perhaps. The question of whether animals have evil, I reckon, is a more philosophical question, like Garden of Eden kind of thing. Did your dog eat a forbidden fruit, or chew on a forbidden slipper, or shit in a forbidden corner? These are the questions as to whether he might have gained the knowledge of good and evil. Otherwise, I think all dogs are morally neutral.
Yes, as are people. In fact, Alice, my business card says Christopher D. Skinner, morally neutral.
I reckon you are morally positive for the world, all in all.
I mean, I'm very happy, but also I'm playing this straight down the middle.
Very good. Lawful neutral, as they would say in World of Warcraft.
Well, I'll trust you on that one.
Well, that's all we have time for our letters for today. Thank you so much for listening. You have been listening to The Last Post. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead, try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous editions available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions to make more sense of these ones. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and and Bugle Podcasts production. Your guest today was Christopher D. Skinner. Thank you so much, Christopher. Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, there's a podcast I work on called The Last Post. I think you can find it in most podcast apps. It's highly recommended. If you want to do something even more stupid, do Richie Firth Travel Hacker.
Richie Firth Travel Hacker. Look that up. If you are trapped at home with nothing to do but do happen to have Amazon Prime or Audible, which is an Amazon affiliate, I have a lot of documentaries available on Audible. And I also have my show Savage coming out on the 17th of April on Amazon Prime. So please watch that and tell me it's good. It means a lot to me. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this program is Christopher D. Skinner, and I'll let you say it this time.
Good luck to me, Christopher.
See you tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Corbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Corbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.